Florida is not typically known as a hotbed for boxing talent, but for undefeated interim WBA welterweight champion Keith Thurman, the Sunshine State is all he's ever known. Thurman's family hails from Ohio, but the 25-year-old has lived in Clearwater his entire life and loves life by the beach.
It really made me feel like this is where I'm supposed to be. My mother drove down 18-hour drive while she was pregnant with me. Just a small part of me can't help but to think that I was communicating to her and just telling her how I'd rather be in a warmer climate.
Thurman's journey in combat sports started with an interest in kung fu as a child, but he soon transitioned to boxing, where he began making a name for himself in the amateur ranks with 101 victories and 6 national titles. Thurman credits dedicated individuals in the amateurs for helping to shape his career prior to his professional debut in 2007.
Florida's a great state. There's decent boxing on the East Coast and on the West Coast. With the amateur program, I'll have to say I don't believe that the state of Florida has the best amateur program, but we have a lot of dedicated judges. The support here in Florida for boxing is great.
Working with the legendary trainer Ben Getty at the St. Pete Boxing Gym, Thurman soaked in the sport by watching and working with notable boxers in the region like Antonio Tarver, Jeff Lacey, and Winky Wright. Learning the sport alongside successful stablemates fueled Thurman to become a champion.
Wink and Jeff definitely served as models because as soon as I turned 14 years old, I got established with the St. Pete Boxing Gym. By seeing Winky destroy Mosley not once but twice, it really made me feel like we got something here. We got something right here in St. Pete.
In addition to working with elite fighters, Thurman believes training in Florida has helped his stamina and physique because of the state's unique climate compared to those who train in boxing's more traditional strongholds further north.
I wouldn't say that the state of Florida just produces good fighters, but I believe that the state of Florida produces tremendous athletes. When you're competing and you're constantly on a field where the temperature is unpleasant and unbearable, it makes you pull out a mental strength other people just never really had to do, at least not with heat.
With a record of 21-0 and 19 knockouts, Thurman captured the interim 147-pound title in July against Diego Chavez and is considered to be one of the brightest young fighters in the sport. However, he hopes to make the title of champion a permanent fixture on his resume. Although Thurman doesn't know what the future holds for his career, he'll never forget his roots in Florida. For ESPN 850 WRUF, I'm Joel Sebastianelli.